Now it's up to the judge. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The Justice Department filing proposed redactions in the affidavit that led up to the raid on the former president's Florida estate. A coalition of media groups filed a motion to unseal the document.
We want to see the affidavit, the document that includes probable cause and will explain why the judge gave the green light for federal agents to descend on Mar-a-Lago. The affidavit has detailed information, including what crime or crimes prosecutors are eyeing. Now, last week in court, Judge Reinhart said he was leaning toward unsealing parts of the affidavit for the public to see.
Fox's David Spunt. The Justice Department has argued unsealing any of it could hinder the ongoing investigation and jeopardize witnesses. Former President Trump is pressed for an unredacted release. The judge has no deadline on a final decision. The courts are telling Arkansas it can't ban transgender children from having gender-affirming medical care. A federal appeals court panel agreeing with the judge's previous ruling that temporarily blocks the state from enforcing the law. A trial on permanently blocking the law is set for October. Arkansas's ban was the first in the nation stopping doctors from hormone treatment, puberty blockers, or surgery for anyone under 18. California on the verge of becoming the first state to ban new gas-powered vehicles, with state regulators set to vote on a 2035 deadline to phase them out.
Now, there is some criticism, of course, as you might expect. Former chair of the California GOP, Ron Nehring, saying on Twitter, quote, unless California goes 100% nuclear, 0% of these cars will be zero emission. They will rely on natural gas or electricity from other sources because solar and wind are not reliable energy sources. This is purely posturing.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. The plan would allow a fifth of sales to be plug-in hybrids. America's listening to Fox News.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Oklahoma kills a killer, a man who'd been on death row for the death of a friend 25 years ago.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt denied clemency for James Connington, and he was executed at the state penitentiary in McAllister. Media witnesses did not report any complications with the lethal injection process. Connington murdered a coworker and a man who'd befriended him, Albert Hale. Hale's son, Mitch, told KOCO News his dad liked James, they all knew him, but Connington killed Hale after he refused to give him money for drugs. Connington even cried to the parole board recently, telling them Hale was his friend who had tried to help him and he lost his life for it. Mitch says his dad had a soft spot for the downtrodden. He said he forgives Connington, but says the death penalty means justice for his father.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. A promising NBA rookie will have to sit out his first season with a foot injury.
It's over before it can start. The second overall selection in this summer's NBA draft, center Chet Holmgren from Gonzaga University, will not get to play for the Oklahoma City Thunder until next season. He suffered a Lisfranc injury in his right foot during a Pro-Am game Saturday in Seattle. Holmgren was defending LeBron James when he injured his midfoot. The 20-year-old, who's 7'1", listed at 195 pounds, averaged 14 points and nearly 8.5 rebounds for the Thunder over five games in the NBA Summer League. Jared Max, Fox News.
Struggling fitness giant Peloton reports a staggering annual loss of nearly $3 billion after a quarter loaded with restructuring and other charges. Losses growing faster than expected, with sales slumping 28% compared to last year when many people were still sheltered at home and not going to the gym. After a boost from a new Amazon partnership yesterday, Peloton shares today tumbling more than 19%. Stocks overall are higher, though. The Dow right now up 28 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.